Society in every state is a blessing. The government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil.
The future has already arrived.
I hope that you all are tending to this fall season, man. I hope you're enjoying it, because it's astounding. Chilly today, you know, fire in the fireplace, disaster coffee in the mug. And of course, you, the Prepper Broadcasting Network audience, surviving America. I'm James Walton, the host and the intrepid commander here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network. It's packed. I couldn't even put a title on the show if I had to. It's all over the place. This is going to be a show that is absolutely all over the place. Not stream of conscience all over the place, but all over the place in the sense that there's just a lot of stuff going on. what I want to ask of you first, Ford, is in the description below, in your email inbox, if you're a newsletter subscriber, we are working with Advantage Gold. We have a short-term goal and a long-term goal with Advantage Gold. The long-term goal is basically a series, a content series, the first of its kind prepper series that will involve all of our hosts and give ourselves a PBN and all of our hosts a PBN the ability to make some money. What I need for you to do is to go sign up for the digital dollar protection. This is a digital document that gives you a ton of information on fundamentally how to protect yourself against the digital dollar. And there's a lot more there than just buy gold. You know what I mean? It's completely free. You follow the link down below. It's a bit.ly link. They're going to ask you your name, your phone number, your email. That's it. Okay. Help me out with this, because I want this first stage to go really well, so the second, third, and fourth order of effects create something that I think will be awesome. I think will be an awesome opportunity for you to get candid with all the hosts, and an awesome opportunity for the hosts, and an awesome opportunity for Advantage Gold. And at the end of the day, we want to help out the people who, exist in the realms that we exist in. I spent a long time talking with Alex from Advantage Gold, and he's us, you know what I mean? It's one of my great pleasures of running the Prepper Broadcasting Network is dealing with people who are like us. I'm not courting Target, you know what I mean, for sponsorships and opportunities like these. So, welcome, everyone. I'm live. Typing and talking. So, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Got that out of the way. We'll save that. Let's go over the sort of the index. Let's go over the table of contents of today's show, because it's a lot. We got a lot. We've got a packed Wednesday here at PBN to start with. We got the Patriot Power Hour, which is coming. We've also got a Tuesday show on Wednesday. I got L. Douglas Hogan's show in late yesterday. And Ryan Buford, by the way, the Rising Public with Ryan. Rising Republic with Ryan Buford back on PBN. Ryan teaming up with L. Douglas Hogan. Yuri teaming up with Swenson, doing their thing. And that's what today is going to be, which is going to be big. We got to go over this DOD stuff. This DOD thing is very interesting. I want to talk briefly about SpaceX. I want to talk briefly about who's in the mountains of NC, and we're going to do a clip. I've got an audio clip here from Butch from Hope for Survival. I thought, we're going to continue to use our platform to help these people out. You know what I mean? That's just, I think our best use of airtime. I got some dogs who are, they have decided early on that they were going to be a part of this show. About 8:58, they started testing. They said, mic test. This is Link on the mic test. This is Bowser on the mic test. I'm not sure what's going on. Timing on things like live shows, when you do them in your dining room, can be can be very interesting. But when you're living in a home with other living creatures. So we're going to hear from Butch from Hope for Survival. He's in the thick of it. Hopefully you listen to Tool Man Tim and Bear from Bear Independent. Bear's also in the thick of it. And his group, Grindstone Ministries. We sent a supply drop of coffee off to the Grindstone Ministries volunteers as sort of a morale booster for them. And, you know, as this thing goes and grows and goes, it's like, yeah, this is another level. That's another layer of that emergency and disaster infrastructure that preppers have built and are still building, you know? And at the end of the day, it's like you don't even want the government to build this infrastructure. You don't want the government to own all the survival food companies. You don't want the government to be in control of the things that Grindstone Ministries does, right? So, you know, it's up to us, and the us, when it comes to emergency, really starts with the prepping communities. It really does. And what's happening in NC is just another example. You know, it's another example of exactly that. Sort of this need arises. These communities are struggling. FEMA's late to the party. And a guy like Bear, who I've always appreciated, not so much for his shtick, but more for what he does, you know what I mean? Not that it's a shtick per se, but, you know, there's some shticky things about him, right? But what's important is what he does. You know, you will know him by his works. And I always appreciated that about him. And when we formed Disaster Coffee, it was to support Grindstone Ministries and what they were just getting up to do. I mean, it was to be a business and to make money and to be a sponsor and all that, but we knew kind of where the money was going to go. If we were going to donate money, it was going to go to them because we liked what they were doing with this idea of deployments to, you know, civilian deployments to disaster-riddled areas. And they've gotten really good at it. And it's a model now. And I don't know, like I always, I'm always blown away by this. I'm always blown away by preppers and what we create. I am. I'm always amazed at what we create as preppers, private civilian preppers, what we create that the United States and the civilian population then gets to take advantage of in their times of need. It's such a cool thing. It's such a cool thing to go from a Nat Geo sort of laugh line group to watching this sort of masters of disaster prepping community, you know, because there's a ton of people on the ground right now who are preppers and notable preppers in NC. I think I'm going to go in November, December. I think I'm going to try to get my whole family to go. I've not quite figured out exactly what it is. We may take some books. We may take some coffee. We'll obviously take our backs and our voracity for the work that needs to be done. But I do feel like this holiday season, there will be some need. And I think by that time, we will have seen the glory and the cameras and everything fade from the area, and the people will be set there to sort of deliver themselves a holiday season. And if we can help with that, then that's what I would like to do. You know, I can't bring, you know, thousands of dollars and all that kind of stuff, but we can bring, you know, physical labor and whatever else is still needed at that point. Because, you know, this is good. This is beautiful. What happens now, what happens soon after disasters is beautiful. But these areas are then left after a while, you know, and that's it. You know, it's like you get enough. And you know, what makes this stand apart to me is you look at the area and you know, like, they need this kind of media focus and this kind of help and this kind of heavy machinery help for a year, to get this place back. And we just don't know if that's going to be possible. I'm going to run Butch right now and throw my dogs out. Okay? So listen to Butch from Hope for Survival while we're on the topic. And it gives you a little idea of what's happening there on the ground also. Another angle.
Hey, fellow patriots. This is Bravo Echo from Hope for Survival. I'd like to thank James Walton and the RBN family for the opportunity to share this message with you this morning. Hey, I'm located over here in East Tennessee. This is home near the Smoky Mountains. And many of you know Hurricane Helene wreaked havoc over here in the Carolinas and East Tennessee and some other areas. And there's a lot of families in need right now. They're still rescuing folks out of the mountains, folks who lost everything, even lost family members. And you know most of that from watching videos and podcasts. So I was over in the zone last week, and I'm heading there this morning, taking a load of aid in. But I'm also working in the zone. We're standing up kind of a command post and setting up logistics in a community that we visited last Saturday that no one had been in to check on them in the first week of the disaster. And this place was leveled. I'm not saying the community's name simply for reasons outside the zone that you can add up. However, we're still in great need for a lot of resources. We need help. The biggest shortfall right now is volunteers coming in to do chainsaw teams, to do push mud, to help sanitize buildings where mold has already started to form and so forth. So before I talk about that part a little more, I just want to tell you, in the zone, there's no politics, there's no race, there's no socioeconomic despair. It's we the people, Americans, volunteers, and victims of the disaster working elbow to elbow. And the folks who may have lost everything will ask, what can I do to help? You see, it's a totally different picture inside the zone. Where the disasters occurred at, okay? There's no woe me, there's no poor me. Everyone's working together to try to achieve a level of sustainability before winter rolls in. The temperatures are already dropping, so it's cold at night. So we're doing everything we can to help these folks. They're our family. And it doesn't matter if you're where I'm at or if you're at another location. They're all the same. They're our family, and they need help. And I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think about this. Imagine if this was your loved one, maybe a grandchild or your child, and you can't get to them. And you've got other people who are willing to go forward into these areas. Some of them are dangerous and risk their life to help a stranger who is your loved one. Give that some thought. So all the negatives that are going on out there and chat bots, if you will, folks are getting angry and the tension's building out there.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
So what exactly is going on with the DOD? I woke up yesterday and this was kind of all the rage. I took some time to look at it. DOD Directive 5240.01. The people who pay attention to these kind of things were, you know, there's like an uproar crowd. And they find this stuff and they get crazy and then they don't do anything about it. It's not to speak ill of them. There's limited, you know, things that one can do. But at the end of the day, that's basically what happens, right? There's sort of this uproar crowd. They get up, they somehow seek this stuff out. I'm sure people who have, like, investigative teams and stuff look all this stuff over, and then they find changes and this kind of stuff. And, you know, this is almost a month old, but I'm just hearing about it now. But anyway, they largely point this stuff out, do nothing about it, and that's, you know, kind of the deal. DOD intelligence and intelligence-related activities and defense intelligence component assistance to law enforcement agencies and other civil authorities. Okay, so this, just so you know, this came out. That's a really weird date, too. I'll tell you what. Wow. Wow. That's a wild date. I didn't even wrap my head around the date. This was put in place effective. Oh, wow, this is weird, man. This is a coincidence, I guess. I don't know, though. My intuition is telling me it's not a coincidence at all. You tell me. You tell me what you think. I saw the date effective September 27th, 2024, and my head went right back to September 27th, 2024. What happened? Well, it was literally the day that the hurricane hit what has now become the disaster area of Western North Carolina and Tennessee. Exact day. Now, if you were proposing changes for an event that you might be concerned about using deadly force against civilians... Hey, let's just go down the rabbit hole. Let's just do it together, right? We might as well. If you were going to create some kind of a weather event to destroy an area so that your bosses could buy up the land, take the land back for the federal government and seize it, and then use it for, you know, all kinds of mining operations, you might modify the DOD's ability to operate in those areas. And that might happen around the same time as that sort of weather warfare storm hits. I'm not saying this is what happened. I'm just telling you, very strange that these changes would be effective on the 27th, which is exactly the day, the night, that this storm really sort of took over in that area. It really did the majority of damage. Now, what people are up in arms about in this DODD 5240.01, released September 27th, the same day the hurricane wreaked havoc, it says in Part C here of Secretary of Defense approval, what was approved is assistance in responding with assets with potential for lethality. Assistance in responding with assets with potential for lethality, or any situation in which it is reasonably foreseeable that the providing of the required assistance may involve the use of force that is likely to result in lethal force, including death or serious bodily injury. It also includes all support to civilian law enforcement officials in situations where a confrontation between civilians and law enforcement and civilian individuals or groups is reasonably anticipated. Now, this is the highlighted section. This is interesting, right? This is something that I would have been less surprised if it came out in the summer of 2020. Much less surprised. We watched the nation burn in the summer of 2020, and the police got no help from the DOD. Very little. So everybody's up in arms about the use of lethality, and you should be. Right, basically what they're saying is they'll put assets on the ground with the potential for killing you or seriously injuring you should you get in the way of something like disaster recovery or something like dealing with civil disorder. I don't know why they weren't talking so tough on January 6th, and instead they were just cutting fences open, letting people in. But, you know, it's a dark and twisted underworld there in the DOD to begin with. There's another section that isn't getting as much focus, which I think is also kind of unnerving. So along with being able to be lethal, responding with assets with potential for lethality, right? Assets. So these could be human assets, but what else could they be? Well, in Section D, it says provision or use of DOD unmanned systems in the United States, except as delegated by the Secretary of Defense pursuant to the October 31st, 2023 Secretary of Defense Memorandum. I don't know what that memorandum says. Sorry. But what I hear when I say provision or use of DOD unmanned systems, well, these DOD unmanned systems are assets. And these assets are allowed to now have the potential for lethality. So in plain English, I'm talking drones and robots. I'm not saying they're going to bring drones and robots. But I'm saying they can bring drones and robots if they want that can kill you. That's what they said here. So it's not just that we can bring assets, men with guns, to kill you or create serious bodily injury, but we can also bring other assets, like unmanned systems. DOD, looking out for the best interest of Kamala Harris. Hey, Garden Girl, what's up? That nub is with us as well. Driving home from work so I can't chat. Just know I'm either saying something insightful or making a dumbass comment. I bet after that you probably are making an angry comment. Let's go with that. Wow. It's one of them days where I woke up and just was like super efficient and effective. And I'm looking at the clock and it's 9:23 and I'm like, how is it only 9:20? It feels like it should be 12 noon. What else are we getting into? So the DOD wants to kill you, fundamentally. Or at least they want to be able to kill you should you get in their way. And they're not opposed to using unmanned assets to do so. I don't know. I was watching the rocket come down, the SpaceX cigar. It looked like a glowing cigar on its way back. The base catches the rocket and holds it. It's amazing, right? We've seen the SpaceX stuff. I don't know all the detail. My father-in-law, before he passed, was absolutely in love with it. And I'm watching the cigar, and I'm thinking to myself, like, what's the deal here? You know, like, well, seriously, what's the deal here? Any other time in American history, there would be unity. We would be uniting around the SpaceX success and this stuff, and it would be on regular television. Like, why aren't the launches on regular television? You know why they're not on regular television. But even back in the day, they weren't on regular television. Like, even back in the day, the nation didn't gather around to watch the SpaceX launches. They weren't on prime time. They weren't, you know what I mean? Instead, we were watching COVID deaths and COVID this and COVID that. And then we were watching climate change this and climate change that and despicable Trump this and this. And the hatred on the big media headlines has taken this amazing moment in history with space. And I'm not even that big of an Elon Musk fan, to be honest with you. But it's taken this moment, this potential for unity. Like, you remember, like, rocket ships would leave and people would watch it at home on the news. And we'd be, yay, look, America's the best. And then the astronauts would come home and we'd watch it. No, they landed in the ocean and we knew where they were going to be. So we were there and we found them and we got them and they're out safe and it's amazing. Now it just happens all the time. It's just rockets flying up in the air, doing backflips, falling back down to the earth, being caught in the clamps. You know, adjustments happening at, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of miles an hour that are flipping and turning and, you know, guiding. And these amazing feats are happening all the time. And everybody's like, you know, Donald Trump's going nuts. I told you he was crazy. You can't read the Drudge Report anymore. The Drudge Report, which used to be a staple in my life. I can't even go on it. It's so compromised. It's unbelievable. It's depressing. It's absolutely depressing. You know what I mean? But I'm, you know, watching that SpaceX footage, that's what came to mind. It's amazing. You know, it's really cool. But it was just so surprising to me. Like, wow, this is not even a thing. Like, it's just, the people will not unite around this, you know? Which brings us to stats about Americans, which is, in my show notes, I always like to look up some kind of stats about Americans. And I want to talk about the rabbit hole of despair and content when I come back, okay? So hang with me real quick, and we'll talk about the rabbit hole of despair. EMP protection is on the minds of all preppers. And since the massive geomagnetic storm back in May that brought the Northern Lights to Texas, more and more people are paying attention. FaradayContainers.com has some of the largest and most fortified EMP protection on the planet. 20-foot and 40-foot shipping containers built with copper beryllium gaskets for maximum protection. They also have 5-foot work boxes that can be loaded with solar generators, solar panels, comms. Visit FaradayContainers.com. Wisconsin built EMP protection. The more content you consume, the worse mental health gets. In the age of content creators and content creation, you know, there's a lot of people making a living off making stuff. You're listening to one of them, right? Writing it, reading it, viewing it, filming it. Whether it's internet rabbit holes, this is from studyfinds.org, whether it's internet rabbit holes or endless social media interactions, a new poll finds the more time you spend obsessing over what's happening on your screen, the worse your mental health gets. The poll of 2,000 Americans revealed the 36 days of our year are lost to scrolling, streaming, and binging content. Now, you know, I don't know how... You guys have got to be kidding me. This show has been botched from the get-go. I let the dogs back in, and they turned the TV on. We're just going to roll. Okay, you have to understand. Some days, everything wants to knock you off course, and you have to say, go straight to hell with your attempts. Okay? And that's where we're at right now. We're on a live show. I think a kid just woke up. He'll come running down the steps and making noise. And it just is what it is. So, hang on a minute. What happened, Link? What'd I do wrong, buddy? You didn't like the food this morning? What's the deal? The little one, she can't stop. She's having a seizure of barking now. I don't know what... I can't put her outside alone. She'll get eaten. If I put her outside alone to bark, she'll get eaten. So she'll just... She's going to bark at a wall now, I guess. All right. So... The comprehensive study on media consumption trends by Talker Research. Hang on. All right, last try. If this blows up in my face, then it's going to be have a good day and on to Instagram. It's going to be on to Instagram outside alone. Hey, it's live radio. What can you do? So suffice it to say, the attack on sort of electronics and electronic viewing. Now listen, 36 days of our year lost to scrolling is a big deal. But it all depends on what you quantify as lost to scrolling too, right? So streaming and binging content, scrolling. They're very different things, don't you think? So if I'm aimlessly scrolling on Instagram or YouTube or TikTok, or if I'm watching one of my favorite movies, that's a different thing, right? It's a very, very different thing. So how we look at this kind of content, you know, it's important. And I think, I don't know. It's this sort of lump in mentality. And I guess, you know, you do it for effect. Also, you're writing an article, so you do it for effect. You can't get 36 days of our year lost to scrolling, streaming, and binging content. You can't get the sort of the hook, 36 days of our year lost, right? That's the big hook. That's, oh my God, I can't believe it. If you take out streaming and binging content, like, there are shows that I've watched consecutively, like, oh, insanely. Let me just be right out front with this. Movies and television that I enjoy will never be in the column of bad or wasted time. Never. It will never happen. So I don't look at it the same as sort of mindless scrolling. And I've felt that pull. I understand what the mindless scrolling is. A lot of times, this is what I take from the mindless scrolling. Boredom, exhaustion, what is the P word? You know, pushing something off so that I don't have to do it right now, I can do it after I watch this video. What the hell is that word? Sorry, my brain's all over the place. Those three things, from my personal experience, tend to be what drive that sort of scrolling. Right, like it's late and you're not content with the day and you want to see something cool, so you're scrolling. You're exhausted, you got plenty more day to go, so you need a break, boom, you dopamine hit, yada, yada, yada. Or you're procrastinating, that's the word I was looking for. You're procrastinating and you're hoping to God that, you know, you find something cool that you can watch, it'll distract you from the reality of what it is you have to do because you don't feel like doing it. All of that stuff, though, compared to, like, sitting down and watching one of your favorite movies or binge-watching one of your favorite television series, this is a different thing. There's a different level of inspiration, different level of motivation, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. However, there is something to be said. There is definitely something to be said about a 24/7 news cycle that leans into doom. Like, fundamentally, right? Let's look. 10 movie characters who are basically Batman. This is Microsoft Starts tailored news for me. Nathan Wade grilled by House investigators probing Georgia Trump prosecution. British Columbia group tours. U.S. government launches $500 stimulus checks to low-income families. A bunch of Lego fanatics use a whopping $342,000. It's pretty cool to build a sports car. Supreme Court to weigh veterans' disability denials affecting untold numbers of vets. Call of Duty Black Ops 6. Harris to court Republican voters in Philadelphia. Huh? What? How's that going to work? Georgia's controversial hand count rule blocked by the judge. U.S. officials expect Israel's counterattack on Iran will come before U.S. election day. You know, it's a lot. Chef Andrew Zimmern, on the most delicious animal he's ever eaten. Elon is stumping hard for Donald Trump. Trump says Fox News has lost its way after Harris agrees to interview. Fox News interview with Kamala? Is that true? Now, that'd be something. See, some of the stuff I love, so I can't get too mad about it. What if we took days off of news? For a long time, I have had the idea of a news group, news organization, news umbrella, maybe information umbrella even, maybe not necessarily even news, but an information umbrella called Red Beacon, and it was a name that was handed down to me from G-Man, the creator of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. He haunts Jordan and keeps her poking and prodding me about Red Beacon Media. And one of the things that popped into my head today was, I wonder how a media website would do if it was only open 3 days a week. Sort of the antithesis of what's happening in news right now, you know? So in other words, it would be made up of parts and pieces. One of the parts and pieces would be us, the Prepper Broadcasting Network. But what about a website that was only open on certain days? What about a website that put out news that mattered, reviews that mattered, things that mattered, right? But it was open 4 days out of the week. And then if you went there on the days off, it was just a quote. And in doing so, we forced people to either, you know, if you really want to go, if you really want to go seek out more news, then go seek out more news. Or take our lead and realize that, you know what, we'll get back to you in a couple days with more information. Maybe what you should do now is go outside and walk around, kick some leaves around, see the sky, see the clouds, enjoy life, and remember that the 24/7 news cycle is not why you're on this earth. Now listen, to do what it is I would need to do to make this happen is tremendously ambitious, okay? But the more I think about it, and the more I wrap my head around it, the more doable I think it is. And again, it would not be the undoing or anything of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. We would just be a part of Red Beacon Media. But I don't want to make a Daily Wire. I don't want to make a Blaze TV, you know? These guys exist. They do good. Nub, I'm telling you. That nub in chat says, the irony of talking about the effects of digital media being interrupted by dogs turning on the TV. There's so much in there, man. There's a lot more in there than I think you even know. But that's right on the money. But, What kind of information should go in? You know what I mean? What kind of info should be going in? Garden Girl says, I've been babysitting for a friend the past couple days and I've had a nice break from the news. I really like this concept. You know, I took a trip to PA this weekend and paid no attention to anything. I took off Monday because we were so exhausted from the trip to PA and we didn't do anything crazy. We just had fun, celebrated my son's 9th birthday. And, you know, it is nice. It is really nice to get out of it. And it may be something we need as people, you know, we've been tricked into this. You know, you used to be able to get a newspaper in the morning and a coffee. Dad would cross legs, sip the coffee, eat breakfast, read the paper. And then when he was done with the paper, he put the paper down, you know, and then set the paper on fire, put it in the fireplace. And that was it. That was it. You know, maybe you had some radio programming you'd listen to in the evening or a television show until a certain time. Now, it's every time you pick up the phone, you can find a story to scare you. You can find a photograph to titillate you, right? Every moment of your life. And I think it's just too much, man. I really do. I think it's too much. I think it takes away from what matters. I know it takes away from what matters, even if you're not like into it all the time. And the reason I know that is because from the depths of great boredom, I created all kinds of cool stuff when I was little. You know what I mean? So we may need to look into that. We could break new ground. And it makes perfect sense for me because I've always said we kind of just overshot the goal. And we need to take some steps back. We do. We need to take some steps back. We need to shave off how much we need to be entertained. We don't need to be entertained all the time. There's no need for you to be entertained from the moment you get up to the moment you fall asleep. Pass out watching entertainment. Wake up watching entertainment. get to work, put entertainment in your ears, right? Hey, we know the effects. We sort of know how much time is given over to this kind of stuff. We know the effects it has on relationships, on children, and so on. And now it may be time to take action. You get enough information into the funnel, and then you have to take some action, right? So and that just may be what we do. It'd be pretty cool to come back from a break of news and podcasts and have, you know, 5 podcasts for you guys to listen to or something like that. Something will change. Don't worry. If you're a PBN lover, a PBN member, whatever it is, they will always be. We just may be a part of something bigger in 2025 or beyond. That's all. It's nothing to be too concerned about. I was watching a video. We're going to do this segment, and then I'm going to read a poem by Dante Gabriel Rossetti called Autumn Song, and then we're going to get out of here because today was the Autumn Song. It really was. It really is, okay? But I was watching a comparison. It was a very short little short. It was a short short. Imagine that. And it was comparing 2004 Target to 2024 Target and the color change, right? The color change from everything being bright and colorful and fun in Target circa 2004 to sort of the oatmeal palette that exists in the store now. You know, that when they changed the bright red Target logo to a oatmeal, it was really confusing to me. You know, the bullseye is always red. Like, what are we doing here? And you might think it's trivial, but believe me, nothing's trivial. Because it called into question a lot of things. You know, when there's a lot of these comparison videos out there. I talked about this last week at nauseam on nostalgia. And they can lure you in one of two directions. One is a longing for what was once, right? What is Kamala's line? We are unhindered by what has been, or whatever, unaffected by what has been, unburdened by what has been. Kamala Harris, lady, the greatest president of United States history. but we can be sort of weighed down by the changes that we don't like, and say, I wish I could go back. One of the things I talk to my kids about all the time is opening toy stores. I give them all kinds of ideas. They probably don't listen to half of them, but it's fine. Because I say to myself, you know, one of the great tragedies of your life as kids was watching the toy stores disappear. You know, like we took them to toy stores when they were little. And then Toys R Us started closing up. And KB Toys was already gone when Carter was born. And, you know, they disappeared. Like the standalone toy store is a rare thing. And I do think a lot of people are going to wean themselves off this digital world, this video game world, all of it. I do think people are going to wean themselves in the way that we were just talking about. And I tell my kids that. I say, I think you will have a tremendous opportunity to bring back many of the things that people like me and even kids like you long for. And it would be an amazing reward to yourselves and to others. And you know, this is our world to build. Look at the preppers. You know, look at what the preppers have built. This is our world to build. I mean, we have built all kinds of things. We basically, civil defense died, and in its place came survivalists and preppers, and then these prepper entrepreneurs like myself built hardware and software and all kinds of stuff that the American people can lean on in times of need. Because fundamentally, we realize this is our world to build. If you're longing for something and what you have isn't measuring up, don't go to a place that sucks. Target sucks. There's nothing in Target that's any good. You know what I mean? I can't even remember the last time I walked through Target. The only thing I'd go to Target for right now is blueberry cereal. That's it. And man, I need to get my hands on some blueberry cereal, by the way. But anyway, it's, you know, we shouldn't be, and what I'm getting at is be careful what you measure your existence on. That's one of those videos that get you all depressed, you know what I mean? Like, oh God, look how things are terrible. The targets are different. Like, who cares? Stop yearning for what was, you know what I mean? And build what will be. You're more than capable. I promise you that. You're more than capable. So, it's up to us, guys. You know, I don't know what else to tell you. It's just the world we live in. It's up to us. It's up to our children and grandchildren to build the world that we want. And it's always been that way. That's what America's all about. You know? So, let's round the show out with my man Dante Gabriel Rossetti. 1848. The Autumn Song. Knowest thou not at all the fall of the leaf, how the heart feels a languid grief, laid on it for a covering, and how sleep seems a goodly thing in autumn at the fall of the leaf, and how the swift beat of the brain falters because it is in vain, in autumn at the fall of the leaf, knowest thou not, and how the chief of joy seems not to suffer pain, knowest thou not at the fall of the leaf, how the soul feels like a dried sheaf, bound up at length for harvesting, and how death seems a comely thing in autumn at the fall of the leaf. That's it, PBN family. Have a nice day. Enjoy yourself. Go down to that link below. Please sign up. We've got big things coming and bigger things afoot, but we need your help, okay? Like I said, the offer is 100% free. You go down, you sign up, name, email, phone number. Get your digital dollar guide. Let me get the index. I'll tell you exactly what's in this thing because it's sitting right next to me. Understanding the digital dollar. Digital dollar versus traditional dollar. I think you guys got a handle on that. Privacy in the digital dollar. It's one of the best. Financial anonymity. Government control in the digital dollar, cybersecurity risks, the Federal Reserve, the role of gold and silver in a digital dollar world, and invest with confidence. Go check it out, all right? I appreciate you guys. I'm going to run over to Instagram and do a little live over there this morning, and then it's back to the page, okay? I appreciate you. It's been Surviving America. We'll talk to you guys soon. It's going to be a big day here at PBN, okay? I don't know if you have to listen to it all today. If you do, you'll have a very full day with a lot of information, a lot of despair and rabbit holes for you. You're welcome. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. Tune in tomorrow for another great show and visit us at PrepperBroadcasting.com.